Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to a new game day edition of the Cards Cast. The University of Louisville, 13th ranked in the college football playoff poll. The Cardinals are hosting Virginia Tech at L&N Stadium Saturday. ACC Network showing the game for those who won't be at L&N Stadium. Cardinals 10-point favorite, looking for their 10th straight win at home. A lot of fun numbers in this game. And I'm Cardinal Authority publisher, Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. I'm stumbling here, Jody. You always come up with these game week numbers that you post at Cardinal Authority, and you had a bunch of good ones this week. And there was one I kind of tossed in on the message boards, you know, because it's kind of one of those wild stats that, but when it comes up when red zone, when Louisville is number three in stopping teams in the red zone, Virginia Tech is the only team in the country. The number I gave them was 100 because opponents are 100%. Scoring in the red zone against Virginia Tech Hokies. How many times will Louisville even get into the red zone? It could be big plays all day long. We'll see. But yeah, Louisville, a 10-point favorite. And Jody, should be a fun game out at L&N Stadium.
It should be. And you know, that was, we had a fun one last week too, because Louisville and Duke were both in the top five in red zone at the time. And we see how that one played out. Although Louisville
at the
didn't.
Time, yeah.
They didn't get in the red zone as much, but they took care of business. And yeah, I mean, it's just kind of weird stats. I mean, some of these stats are crazy and wild and weird. And that's one of them that I think is I don't believe in stats are meaningful and all that. But when you're early in the season, but when you get to this point, yeah. Stats certainly mean something. And they really do to me with this defense. I think I don't even think we realize, like, those of us who you're fan, you follow, you and I that are there every day, I don't know that we all realize just how good this defense really is, because I think we don't, there's different names all the time. And that to me is what gotten it, made it even better, is you've got different guys on the defensive line. You've got linebackers, and you've got, like, you know, Gilbert Frierson makes a huge play last week. Storm Duck comes in for Jarvis Brownlee and is good last week. I think that it's a lot of dudes, and I do believe that we don't know just how good this defense really is.
Yeah, and then you see guys like Mason Reiger getting healthier, Jermaine Lole getting healthier, having, you know, one of his bigger games as a Cardinal. You know, the other night. But, you know, and you talk about the defense. I mean, think about this. The Cardinals have now held opponents for four straight games under 300 yards of total offense.
Yeah.
Think about that. You know, and that's pretty impressive. You know, we began the season when Jeff Robbs hired as University of Louisville head coach. Everybody's talking about how fun the offense is going to be, and not that it hasn't been fun. I mean, plenty of big plays this season, both on the ground and through the air. But, you know, wow. I mean, the defense, Ron English and company on that defense have done a, and Mark Hagan, obviously, have done a fantastic job at really, you know, becoming, you know, this was a group that was aggressive last year, and everybody got used to that, fell in love with it, and they certainly, you know, are doing that again this year. Ashton Gelati having another fantastic year amongst the nation's leaders in sacks. So, you know, really tip of the hat to the defensive coaches and the players for performing, because, as you said, you get to this point in the season, those stats are becoming more reality, and Louisville's amongst the nation's leaders in defense, and you know, that's reality.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, I think that I think they're probably better than what we think they are even. I hate to say this because I hope it doesn't happen, you know, this week for sure. But I think this is a team. I think this is a team that if you have an off game offensively, they can carry you and they can kind of keep you in games. Now, that Pittsburgh game was a little anomaly, I think, on both sides of the ball. And there was a lot of things that were involved in that. And, you know, when Juwan Jordan's not there, it is different. You know what I mean? So, I think this is a Louisville team that when you look at it, it is more defensive oriented than it is offensive oriented. As far as I think that shocks a lot of people because of Jeff Brohm, but I think Coach Brohm has spent, I think he's changed. I think, for early in his career, it was everything offense, offense, offense. And now it's like, I want to make sure that I score points and we're going to do that. And the offense I think has been great at times and inconsistent in a few games, in the second half of a few games. But I do think that, he has kind of changed his mindset a little bit to become more defensive oriented. And I think you're seeing that.
Yeah. And I remember when we had the one-on-ones with them, you know, right after he was hired down at the, and they had some of the media in to sit down with him for 5 or 10 minutes. And, you know, that was one of the questions was about the defense. And this was before he hired his entire staff. And, you know, and even then he was like, you know, I'm going to get very involved with the defense. You know, if I see something I don't like, or if I think we should be doing something different, I'm going to jump right in there and make sure that we're doing that. So whatever the case may be, the coaches and Jeff Brohm, the influence that he's having in the players. I mean, really, again, a fantastic season they're having. Of course, season's not over yet. They got a big Virginia Tech game. They got to continue to do what they need to do, which that's basically what Mason Reiger said at the beginning of the week. They just need to come out and play their game and they'll be all right. But, you know, certainly some more games coming up down the road, but first up is the Hokies. And yeah. And I think if the defense does do what they're supposed to do, you'll have another nice outing and can lead Louisville to victory. And even I think if Louisville, you know, is looking to potentially rest some people, maybe not get them as much snaps, or maybe if some guys are banged up, like you were kind of alluding to earlier, this could be a game where they can kind of get away with that.
Well, I don't think they're rest. I let me be clear. I don't think they will rest anybody. I don't think they will.
Rest might not be the right word.
Yeah. I don't think they will limit any snap. I think they know that this is a difficult game. They know this is a very hot Virginia Tech team. And it's not the same Virginia Tech team that played Purdue, Rutgers, Marshall, Pittsburgh, and even Florida State. This is a totally different team in the last couple of games. Now, with that being said, it was Wake Forest and Syracuse. So there was a little bit of a downgrade in the competition. But also with that being said, they didn't just win those games. They
weren't big.
It was a backhanded slap, and they walked right over those two opponents. And the same thing with Pitt. Matter of fact, the Pitt score was 38-21, which is opposite of what the Louisville Pitt score was. You know, just a different team winning the game. So this is a game where I think. I mean, look, it's that time of year when everybody's got starters and people banged up. I mean, heck, Duke came out of the Louisville game last night. Last week and this week on a Thursday night game, we're missing 8 starters. They were without their starting quarterback, without their backup quarterback. And so it's that time of the year when you're going to get guys banged up and dinged up and nicked up. Brian Hudson hasn't practiced for 5 or 6 weeks. Jermaine Lole and Mason Reiger both now back to practice for the most part, but they have been limited the entire season. Like Juwan Jordan and Jamari Thrash didn't practice at all last week or the week before last. And so it's just a matter of hoping that guys are going to be in that game or get into the warm-up period and feel good and can go. There's some questions. Will they all go? I don't think we have any. I don't think they knew that last week until about 2:30, 3 o'clock. And I think it'll be the same, you know, this week. We'll have to wait and see. But I think it's one of those things where it's a last minute thing.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a tough game, though, for them. This is a very good defensive front, a pretty solid offensive front, and a team that is going to try to control the ball. They're going to run some play action. They're going to do some different things. They'll take a couple of shots down the field, but for the most part, this is a team, a Virginia Tech team, that's going to try to control the ball on Louisville and try to run it. If Louisville can stop the run, then I think it's going to be a good day for the Cardinals.
Yeah, certainly they're going to come after Jack Plummer. I mean, they're one of the nation's best at getting after the quarterback with sacks. And yeah, I think if defense is able to limit those first downs and make Virginia Tech give up the ball, then they'll be in good shape. But yeah, Virginia Tech can come out and have some consistent success on the ground and chew up some of that clock, which they love to do, then it's going to be a lot closer than the 10-point spread suggests. But I do like Louisville, even if they're nicked up and banged up a little bit, if their defense comes out and leads the way, I do like Louisville being able to cover that as they get into the fourth quarter. But, it's a game, again, they're looking for their 10th straight home win, and it's a game that will solidify them at this point and give them feeling pretty good going into the next game, sitting at that number two spot. As you start thinking about that ACC championship down the road, Jody, you already start looking at hotel rooms, I know. So
there is a chance, and yeah. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves because we know Coach Brom's probably listening. He's going to get mad at us for even talking about it. But there is a chance if things fall correctly, like Louisville and Louisville wins this one, that they could next Thursday night could clinch the ACC the championship game site for that, or the game appearance for them, or the chance to get in there.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but that is a possibility down the road that we see that this game right here, Louisville against Virginia Tech, if they win this one and they win against Virginia, Louisville could be headed to, we could know Louisville is headed to the ACC championship game before they even go to Miami on November the 18th. That's if everything falls perfect.
And I'll just think back to when Jeff Brom was hired, everybody's like, this is great for the future of the program. And his response was always, oh, I plan on winning now. And so here we are in year one, talking about Louisville being in a pretty nice position to control their own destiny to get into the ACC championship. Pretty remarkable.
Yep, and a big, big recruiting weekend. Not a ton of recruits, but a couple of really big names for Louisville to watch. Terrion Grant from Siegel High School down in Tennessee back for another visit. He was here for spring ball and the BBQ over the summer. He is a top 100 guy in the class of 2025. And then four-star JoJo Stone, the former LSU commit who just decommitted from the Tigers a couple of weeks ago. We're going to keep a close eye on JoJo as his visit goes along this week.
Close eye.
So, yeah, so big weekend for Louisville football. Keep clicking at CardinalAuthority.com. We'll keep you updated on it all. We got our game picks up now and all kind of preview stuff. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. We'll see you next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.